still pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joint.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Kenfolk, can you believe it's 2/4/2014?
2/4/2014.
And in 11 more days is 2/15/2014. Which is the day after Valentine's Day, y'all. Yep, a whole lot of women think they're going to get plenty, but they're not going to get a penny like Winnie.
Wow.
Mandela will was revealed, and Nelson's estate was worth $4.1 million, in which he left money to family, staff, schools, the African National Congress, Idris Elba, even the interpreter that hand-synced at his memorial and got his hands on some Ram, Sybil. But his ex got axed. But I'll tell you who ex just got paid, Justin Bieber's ex-bodyguard. Yep, Justin Bieber's bodyguard sued Canadian Bacon Boy for attacking him. He said Justin went on a tirade and started punching him in the chest and upper body area like he was in Kung Fu Hustle. Anyway, he dropped the lawsuit for the attack and unpaid overtime, which means the bodyguard got enough bacon to make his own BLT, y'all. Please believe it. And speaking of believing it, everybody and their baby mama, and I'm sure some of his, are talking about P. Diddy. Supposedly, Instagram proposal to his girlfriend, Cassie, who's been his co-pilot for years. A long, long time, y'all. Anyway, on Saturday, Puffy had a picture of a diamond ring on his Instagram that was so big, y'all, I thought it was the new Ciroc. He wrote, "Baby, do you like it? I just want to get you what you like. I just want to make you smile. Hashtag take that." Tom Sybil J, that did it, done it again. Now, I don't know if he proposed, but he sure did buy some more time with the size of that ring. The size of that ring will make a woman say, "We can get married whenever, as long as we're together. Hashtag co-pilot forever."
Aww.
And speaking of Puffy, let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. Now, I had on a Puffy black coat yesterday, right, Sybil, and a black hat. Well, I guess I fit the description of a guy who went into a cell phone store earlier and stole the phone.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm doing a little shopping across the street from the cell phone store, and the security guard or whoever he was saw a black guy in a black puffy coat, me, and a black hat, assumed I was the culprit.
No.
He followed me from across the street around the corner to my car. Well, I had no idea he was following me because I was texting and walking. Well, he wrote down my tag number and called the police. Well, I'm driving in my black puffy coat and my hat, listening to Michael Franks, "Don't touch that phone, don't touch that phone," when I noticed out my rear view, so many police, I thought it was the president's detail. I'm pulling to the side like y'all can go around, but they pulled me over, Sybil.
Yep.
Six or seven of Montgomery County's finest pulled me over, told me to step out the car, ransack my car. They said it's been a crime in the area, and I fit the description. Well, they walked me across the street to be ID, and the rental cop positively ID'd me.
What?
They put the cuffs on me and took me to the station. Well, on the way to the station, the lady officer makes a U-turn, take me back to the car, and said it's been a mistake. The police showed me the guy they were looking for, Sybil.
And?
He was older and light-skinned. It's the damn joint of jinx, I tell you. I'm going to light you and that security guard ass up on Friday if my name ain't Huggy P. Lowdown.
What?